Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with the Montana News and Ag. The Fort Keogh Livestock and Range Research Lab has now had a big part in the expansion of agriculture knowledge for 100 years. Animal genetics are a big focus at the facility, where they have multiple herds being studied. Addressing rangeland management issues is another big part of their work in terms of invasive species, fire, and drought. It is important to note the long history of Fort Keogh and how it came to be. It was actually established before the town of Miles City was. Research leader at Fort Keogh, Jay Angerer, has all of the details.
So after Little Bighorn Battle, General Nelson A. Miles, he established Fort Keogh as an army post. The fort was named after Captain Miles Keogh, who served under General George Custer. It remained a cavalry post until 1907 and then became an army remount station. It processed horses for the cavalry and also shipped those to battle locations. And in 1922, the army turned over the land, and then it was transferred to USDA and became the experiment station that it is today.
On April 15th, Congress signed the transfer of the Fort Keogh Station from the War Department to the Agriculture Department, mandating that the land be used for experiments on stock and forage crops. In collaboration with MSU, there have been lots of research projects.
So we wanted to celebrate that long history of work on livestock and rangeland research and the long collaboration between USDA and Montana State University.
The open house welcomed people in to take a look at many photos and books celebrating not only the history of the fort, but the impact the research has had on the ag industry. Don't worry if you missed it. There will be a full celebration on May 30th in Miles City with a day full of tours and speakers at the Custer County Event Center.
What is the Nutrilix advantage? It is value. The value of a highly palatable product with controlled consumption. The value of increased fiber digestion. The value of increased gain in body condition. The value of higher conception and reproduction performance. The value of healthier cows and calves. The value of labor and time saved with excellent dealer service. Experience the Nutrilix advantage by contacting your reliable Nutrilix dealer or call 888-512-4200. Nutrilix, it's at home on your range.
Northern Pulse Growers Association is hiring an intern or part-time Montana field representative. You'll work closely with the director of the Montana Pulse Crop Committee. Tasks may include plan, host pulse grower educational meetings, create, design, field guide for Montana pulse crops, social media marketing, some independent travel. If you have a working knowledge of the ag industry, strong computer skills, are flexible, independent, and plan effectively, let's talk. Get a detailed job description and how to apply at mtpulsecrops.org.
One of the most impressive aspects of the Livestock and Range Research Lab in Fort Keogh is their unique line of Herefords. Mr. Jay Angerer, research leader of the fort, was able to tell me what makes the herd so special.
Herd is a purebred line of Herefords that was started in 1934, and ARS and Montana Ag Experiment Station worked on this closed herd and doing line breeding. They did several lines, but the one that became the most famous was the Line 1 herd. It's one of the longest-running beef cattle selection experiments in the world, and it's formed the foundation of modern genetic evaluation of beef cattle.
I can say that research has changed a lot since 1934. Back in the day, the research center studied a number of species. Sheep, shorthorn cattle, turkeys, swine, and horses were all studied until 1986, when the nutritional value of beef and efficiency of livestock production became the focus.
Both beef production and rangeland production more efficient. You know, how can you better use your resource to make it sustainable, but also how can you use it to become more efficient where your ranch is becoming more profitable?
Well, congrats and thank you to all those at the Fort Keogh Livestock and Range Research Lab for 100 years of impactful service to the ag industry. Grace McDonald, Northern Ag Network.